This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Wilson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have JANUC's very own Kyle Stutzman. Kyle, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hey, good to see you.
Doing great.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah. How's the conference going for you guys?
First day.
Yeah.
It's already crazy busy.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Breakfast meetings, coffee shops.
Yeah.
Renaissance Lounge is all torn up. You can't have those meetings like you could. For tradition is broken for some people.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Those are simple things.
Okay, never mind then. Are you guys in the big room in there with your?
No, we're not in the big room. We had a side party. I'm here helping
side
out.
Side party.
We do. Yeah, we rented out a whole Cuban restaurant.
Oh my gosh.
With some partners and friends. We got five different companies with us and well over 100 people dropping in tomorrow night. So it's great.
All right, good deal. You heard it here. Big Cuban themed party. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the whole Cuban restaurant's rented out.
So really? Okay. Yeah. Are cigars going to be made there, or do they do that there?
No. Good, really good food, really good drinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great food. Great food. big fan. All right. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here.
Yes.
Help. Nothing is integrated. None of my systems talk to each other. So this is a big thing that JANUC does. You guys help the systems talk to each other, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, it's a problem that's existed.
Let's lay the foundation here.
For 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And I say that just because of my history. I'm sure it existed well before that.
Yeah.
But our world in the credit union space especially has changed, not for the better from an integration standpoint. It's been the better from a possibility of choice of how many fintechs are involved, how many software providers are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Even incumbent providers that you would work with today that are realizing our solution could be so much better if we didn't do double entry, if we could pull real-time data. Our latest customer that signed up with JANUC, they do a CRM, they do workflow, they do some data analytic dashboards, Datava, so just give them a little shout out.
Mm-hmm.
But they realized that our interface is great, but to be the truth of sorts, the source of truth, there we go, it needs to pull some real-time data.
Yeah.
If I'm working with you as a member, and I'm going through a workflow, I want that data to write right at the end. I don't want to have to then rekey it or work with that. Or I need to know what your current balances are.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what your current loans are, not just the data that I pulled into the CRM last night. So we have these interesting dynamics of existing vendors in our space that are continuing to innovate their solution and realizing I need some more real-time integration. But that would mean going and writing to how many cores do we have in our credit union space? It's some consolidate, some grow.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're talking 20 plus when you talk about tier one, smaller tier two type institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And then that doesn't even count other endpoints, data, digital platforms, lending platforms.
Yeah.
So this integration problem is really a challenge,
it's
and we decided to do
real.
Something about it.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
So, and credit unions are experiencing it on a daily basis, basically, right?
And some are doing some good things to try to solve it.
Okay.
Some are hiring staff. They're trying to invest in that component. They're buying toolkits. And so we don't, I don't discourage that at all. The more we can do for integrations, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
But most don't have the resources to do that, nor the expertise or the background to invest that much in doing all of this themselves. And then still, they're dependent usually on these frameworks or kits that you can buy from what we would think of as competitors for JANUC.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do it as a community platform,
okay.
A platform that you don't have to install yourself. We have teams that know your data sets, know the core integrations, know the use cases for the fintech and software providers, and actually make that happen, not just match two fields together.
Yeah. So, I mean, and the importance of this in today's game, because obviously technology is what makes the world go round now.
Right.
And it has been for quite a while now, and especially with it evolving so fast, you've got to have something like this to stay connected, right?
Yeah, the pandemic.
This is a have to now, right?
The pandemic pushed things forward that we just weren't considering before, and the investment of credit unions are investing in fintechs and software solutions. And yet those same fintechs and software solutions they're investing in mm-hmm. can only serve a fraction of the market
yeah.
because they don't have the integrations to serve the rest, mm-hmm. if any, or it's, you know, or it's a batch-based mm-hmm. process or something mm-hmm. that helps partially solve the business need but doesn't make it a streamlining. It really needs to be streamlined for the employee and the member.
Yeah. yeah.
And sometimes we help the member. Hopefully we help the employee, and sometimes they're just patched together because we do what we need to get business done. Mm-hmm. But we're saying there's a better way to accomplish this. And everything builds on each other. Right. That's why the platform right. side is so important.
Where do you see this heading down the road? Because, I mean, obviously, with any type of technology, it's right. just going to get better as the iterations go on and on. So where do you, I mean, without revealing any secrets or anything like that, Kyle, but where do you see this heading?
Well, I guess that's what we're passionate about. Every time we help someone, we can build on something we've done before, we can build forward. But as we get to the 50, 100, 300, 500, thousands on the platform, now all of a sudden innovation mindsets change. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have institutions talking about, well, what would it mean if I did my own little shared branching / credit union network mm-hmm. with some snowbirds so I can help my members who go south. Like, if we're on yeah. the platform, yeah. we could have a very basic web page to, you know, do transactions, mm-hmm. look up data, mm-hmm. Do some innovative things there. They could actually do money movement. For us, message is a message. Yeah. We're not trying to be that sexy app that does something specific, but we want to be the platform that enables yeah. new sexy yeah. apps that people haven't even thought of yeah. today to work on that. And this exhibit hall, mm-hmm. we walk through. And I'm obviously biased, and I'm looking for, like, how are you working? Who can you work with? How are you working with these various cores and digital platforms? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I hear a whole slew of answers still, like the problem still isn't solved. And I want an institution to just be able to walk up and say, okay, you don't work with me yet, but because I work with Janice,
yeah, yeah.
We'll solve this problem.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Or the other side, the software vendor, fintech, can say, oh, yeah, we can work with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have to go through some initial validation right. of the fields, but it's already
well,
there.
Well, this opens up a whole new world.
Yeah.
Well,
we yeah. talked with a credit union, one of our investors, and they said they have to make choices based on what integrates with their core.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why they are a partner with us
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Because they'd rather not make a choice just because someone
right.
can integrate with their core. They'd rather make a choice because it's what's best for their members, best for their community, and now that makes their options so much better.
Right. And I think we talked about this before as well, but it kind of delays them going to a new core, right?
Oh,
because
it could, yeah.
they don't have to make that. I mean, obviously the technology, and all the cores is getting better and better, obviously, but this kind of delays that process. They don't have to, like, okay, you know, we don't have to make that decision just yet. Maybe 5 years right. down the road we can do that or something like that. So yeah, there's that option as well.
There is that option. There's a whole initiative for a group that's trying to help smaller institutions. And they would say, what if we could do some back office services on a much larger scale?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And encourage that, where we need all of our credit unions to survive, no matter mm-hmm. what size they are. One of the conversations we had with them recently was, well, they're going to have core contracts. What if we could offer them all of the back office services, even offer them digital platforms, offer them lending solutions, and they don't have to convert their core yet
yeah,
because
yeah.
they still have 2 to 5 years because maybe they signed a very long core contract.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Right?
Yeah. Oh,
and to
gosh.
Buy it out would be too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could give them all the services and still have that core use them mm-hmm. no matter what core they're on, it was a possibility they hadn't considered. Not saying that that will be the final solution,
mm-hmm.
but I love the innovative
yeah.
thinking about, okay, well, we can help them. We don't have to wait 3 years, mm-hmm. 2 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We could start helping them now. And there's some larger institutions who were saying, well, it'd be a way to acquire without acquiring. It's a way to help out a smaller institution, keep their brand, but we could provide all of the services
yeah.
that we do today at a much bigger scale to our members, and you know, basically the core is the only mm-hmm. thing that's still existing at the smaller
yeah.
institution.
That seemed yeah. to be the hurdle there, a lot of this type of stuff.
All of these things are hurdles that we're trying to solve. And the integration world is where we think it's
yeah.
it's special.
I agree.
One message that translates, so that's a difference for us. When I say platform, it's one message that translates to many,
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
opposed to us doing a whole bunch of individual integrations that you can't
mm-hmm.
repeat.
Yeah.
So we want it to be one call.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
This is where we're headed.
Fun.
Yeah, I bet it is. And,
yeah.
and to see the reaction from these credit unions when you kind of open their eyes to something like this,
right.
they're like, oh my gosh, where has this been all my life type
right.
of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what we're middle of the stage that we're in right now, and it's fun, and there's
good.
5 or 6 press releases that are queued to go out
right
with
on.
All of our partners and credit
Yay.
Unions and dare I say a few banks that are having
that's
some
okay.
community banks that are having some of the same problems.
That's
so
okay.
That'll just bolster what we can do on the credit inside.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Kyle. Well, thanks again for all the info as well.
Thanks.
Congrats
for the time.
On the success already, and
thanks.
I look forward to seeing what's next down the road with you guys. Well
Appreciate
done.
It.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done, sir. Kyle Stutzman, Genesee. Go check them out. They'll help you get connected, basically.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.